We've got the best player in the AFL and also the hottest player in the AFL.
Yeah, Isaac Heaney, who is on fire at
Yeah, but
the
why
moment.
Doesn't he celebrate when his teammates kick goals?
Oh God, no.
No, that's my area.
No,
that's me.
Do you promise?
Do you want to do it?
Do you
do
no,
it.
You will. Ed, you do it?
Yeah, be careful.
Or do you want me to do it in like a loving, kind of soft way? We've
not
got to ask.
It.
We've got to ask.
He might not come
He'll
on.
Be expecting it.
Oh, I don't know if he will be.
No, he will be. He's captain. This is what he does. Ed, do you want me to? No, Ed, would you mind?
Well, if you do it, it'll be nice. If I do it,
okay,
it'll be sledgehammer-esque.
Okay. I'll be nice. I'll ask.
But let me butter him up first.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hopefully he wasn't listening earlier when I was, you know.
Oh, he's listening. He's always listening.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Rain forecast for Saturday night at the SCG, but it won't dampen the spirits.
I think it's Arvo.
Well, you're absolutely right. Afternoon game, which is even better.
Yes.
It'll be more clear then, actually.
Sydney Swans playing the GWS Giants. It's crosstown rivals, second versus third on the ladder. Both teams have genuine claims to winning the premiership
this year. Stop it.
That's a big call.
The Sydney Swans are packing out the SCG game after game. This game's sold out. We do have a double pass, though.
13-10-16.
Because the superstar we're about to speak to organised it for us because he loves us and we love him. His name is Isaac Heaney. Welcome to the show, Isaac.
Hey, thanks for having us. Lovely intro.
Hey, Isaac, did you play any part in organising those tickets for us, or is he lying?
Well, I actually had no idea until about 30 seconds ago, so I'm glad they're on, though. But I'll claim it.
Well, you know, if you had known there was tickets available, other friends would have copped them, wouldn't they? Because it is impossible to get a ticket to this game, isn't
true.
It, Isaac?
It is, and it's my birthday the day after, so I've got about 50 family and friends coming, so I do need an extra couple of tickets.
Well, you can't get them like they're ours. We're giving them to a listener. Right? Isaac right now is the best player in the league.
What?
He is so far in front of the of all voting for best player in the league. It's crazy.
I've got to get on.
Isaac, you've always been good. What the hell did you do over preseason to turn into this absolute megastar?
Nah, a lot, plenty of beers and just chilling out. I always been a pretty determined player, and it was just nice to have a full clean preseason and then swapped roles as well. Obviously, predominantly being a forward my whole career, and then slipping in the midfield, which is a position I grew up playing, and probably it does suit me better. But now, after a couple of injuries and then obviously having a pre-season here, and I feel like I'm doing all right, and the team's performing extremely well as well. And it's just fun at the moment. And I'm sure it'll be fun for the rest of the year as the coaching staff and the leaders, captains, everyone's just up for a big year, and we're just excited about it.
Isaac, I hosted rugby league for over 10 years, and that obviously is the biggest sport here in Sydney, but it feels like the AFL is a coming. You used to be kind of anonymous. Are you still anonymous when you go around, or are more and more people recognising you?
It has. I mean, I'm a Newcastle fella, so I grew up in our heartland, and there was AFL at school level, at any level was very, I guess, extremely small and like you said, non-existent. Over the last sort of 10 years, especially the last 5 years, the growth in New South Wales has been exponential, and it's amazing to see. But at the same time, I kind of hope it stays on the lower level because I like being anonymous and doing my own thing and not having people in your face all the time. But it's
goodness me, Isaac, you are talking to Husey and Aaron. That is their worst nightmare.
People in Sydney
I could imagine.
People in Sydney are very respectful.
I hate the attention. Stop it. I'm so uncomfortable with it.
The people of Sydney really like leaving people alone. And they don't understand that some celebrities are deeply insecure and want to be acknowledged, whether they're AFL
Isaac.
Footballers or comedians or Sky News presenters.
I'm so much more than that, by the way, but whatever.
Right, can we have, Amanda. No, we've got Amanda first, then you. Amanda, then you. Okay, so Amanda from Emu Heights, you've got the double pass that Isaac Heaney personally organised, and he's on. Yeah, I get it. He's on the line if you'd like to have a quick chat.
Oh, Isaac, we are such big fans. We've followed you since the start. You're one of our favourite players, and you're having such a stellar season. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
I love it. Good on you.
Thank you, Amanda. Guys.
Oh, bless. No, that's the worst. And you let them do that first, and that's all like cheering and happy.
Yeah, it was great.
But just before we get to any questions, and Men's Health, mate, we're just looking at, when were you on the front of Men's Health? Ed Cavalier's been on the front of Men's Health. When were you on the front of Men's Health, Isaac?
A couple months ago.
Why did you have a jacket on? What's with the jacket?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a different one, and I'm not sure about the colouring either. But
obviously you look amazing. But what's going on with you? I want the jacket off, man. Come on.
Don't know. But I'll let them do what they want to do. And
guns out, guns out.
Yeah,
are your guns bearing the lead? Quite good, Isaac. Would you rate them highly?
They're good.
No, I don't rate much myself highly. I just do my own thing over here.
Oh God, he's so sweet. Okay, Isaac, I've got to ask, I know that this is a slightly awkward one for you, but a lot of talk off the back of Sam Wicks last week, kicking that goal and no one kind of running over and celebrating, and a lot of media about it. Just any comment that you might have on that and how you guys can move forward and get past something that a lot of workplaces and teams go through.
Yeah, it did blow up. It's something that's been blown extremely out of water. It's if you look at his first game back, everyone celebrated with him. His first goal that day. So everyone celebrated, and if you pull it away from the camera just on him, you can see that we celebrated the guys down the line that actually created the play for him to be able to score. So
it was just a random thing. It wasn't actually an intentional snubbing of him.
Not at all. Not at all. The boys are extremely close here, and no, it definitely wasn't an intentional snubbing. No. No,
right. If he kicks a goal this week, Isaac,
I'll be out of the stand.
I want him to be chaired around.
I'll get him in a headlock and give him a little.
That's perfect.
All right,
legend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Isaac Heaney.